Now, let's talk about your partner as an anchor. You might get the impression that being an anchor is perfect. There is no such thing as perfect. Anchors are pain in the asses like everybody else. Everybody's annoying, anchors included. So let's not build a shrine to anchors. Anchors can also be very, very wave-like. Anchors can be very, very island-like, and they can switch back and forth quite a bit. That's because they're anchors. That's because they're pretty much in the center, and they have enough security to be able to swing a little bit back and forth only in relationship to another person, only in relationship to the relationship. So you may have somebody who is an anchor, but in the relationship comes off as a little wavish. That may also be because you come off as a little islandish. Or let's say the reverse. You have an anchor partner and they come off as a little islandish. Well, you may be a little wavish and you may be pushing each other to opposite ends here. You may be sort of amplifying these characteristics that everybody has. We all have these characteristics of anchor, wave, island, all of us. So when thinking of your anchor partner, this is not a perfect person. This is a person who can have any or all the qualities mentioned with the wave and the island. But the thing that makes them an anchor is their emphasis on relationship, the importance of relationship. And again, anchors are comfortable with relationship. They understand the need for one. They understand dependency. They're not ashamed of dependency. They're also not afraid of autonomy, and they can be alone. These folks tend to be highly expressive. They like contact. They like talk, but they can also not talk. These people are very fresh in their description of themselves and their autobiography, their history. You get a sense that they know themselves through time, and it's the same person through time. And they're very fresh with their memories. By fresh, I mean insightful. These people can understand others very well. They're put together well in a social, emotional sense. They have a lot of resilience. They get along with a great number of people. And again, it doesn't matter whether they're introverted or extroverted, they're still good at it. And so when we're talking about anchor, we're talking about coming from an anchor family. An anchor family values relationship, values attachment behaviors, values those things, doesn't dismiss them, doesn't abuse them. And that's what makes an anchor an anchor. So now I've explained the anchor a little bit, and you're probably wanting to hear what to expect with an anchor, what can make them worse and what can make them better. And I'm hard-pressed to really come up with an answer for this, because what to expect with an anchor can be almost anything, but it's not going to be as predictable and not as rigid as what I've described with islands and waves. In fact, the anchor is not rigid and is more flexible and can change and accommodate to a lot of different situations, personalities, stressors, and so on. So to come up with a list of what to expect with them would be to make something up, because I don't know. What can make them worse? Well, what can make anybody worse is to feel that they're in an insecure relationship that is based on unfairness, injustice, and insensitivity. What can make anybody worse is feeling unloved, dismissed, attacked, devalued. So that goes for anchors as it does for everybody. What can make them better, of course, is what will make everybody here better. And we're going to talk about that a lot. And that is forming a secure, functioning relationship, one that's based on safety and security, one that's based on true mutuality. That's what's going to benefit an anchor and a wave and an island.